writing, my writing down. Writing, my writing down. I'm writing, my writing down.
Hi, hello, this is Kathleen Jones and Writing by Writing Down, where we get writing done by writing down what we're writing, reading, and watching every day.
Whoo, boy, I am discouraged today. So I took a break, a wee little break, because there was a lot of change going on. I got my second dose of the vaccine, which I think you heard on the previous episode, and then we all got colds. Everybody in the house, all five, we all had a cold. And but a bright light in all of the chaos is our babysitter, Diane. We got approval from the state with a background check, and Diane is officially in business. So now I'll be recording on Tuesdays and releasing episode on Wednesdays because Diane is here Tuesday. So I actually have time. This morning I was so excited because it's my first day to record alone, quietly in the house. I'm not in the car. I'm not on my way somewhere. I'm having a real work day, and I can't find my good microphone anywhere. I remember the baby playing with it, and I hid it from him somewhere. I stashed it in some little corner so that he couldn't ruin it, because I, you know, can't record in my cool studio anymore. So I bought a nice microphone for home, and I can't find it anywhere. I have no idea where I hid it. Our apartment is really small. It's 890 square feet, but there's a million nooks and crevices because we built shelving and all sorts of things to be able to use the space wisely. This morning I found a math manipulator, is what they're called, for one of our grade school kids that he had needed in class like 2 weeks ago, and I found it hidden inside of an old coffee cup on the top shelf, which I'm sure we put there because the baby was playing with it and we knew it was for school. So we hid it, and then we hid it so well we couldn't find it when he needed it. So that's what happened to my microphone. And I just decided to record anyway, and I'm on some old Apple headphones. So I hope this audio is usable. I missed you guys a lot. I'm feeling pretty discouraged. I'm feeling really encouraged in my family life because things are going well. We're settling into a routine. We took the kids to the beach, and that was so fun. But my writing is, I haven't written in, weeks. And even just opening the document gives me a panic attack. I'm just like, I don't even remember this. This is all weird and bad. Why would I do this? I didn't fix this hole and that hole. I usually want to come here like peppy with a lot of like advice and help, and I don't have any of that today. I just have hope that this will count later. So today's episode is about kind of the saving grace of my current life where I'm not writing, which is just seeing life up close. One thing that I feel when I feel guilty is that, I'm not really a writer because I'm not writing anymore. I'm not really a parent because they're not my biological kids, but they are my kids, but they're old enough to know that they're not my kids. And so I think I don't really have writing advice. I don't really have parenting advice. I'm sort of an amateur at both things, and that's all I'm doing right now. And I can't even keep my house clean. But the one thing I can do is just focus on the life that I have. So I don't really know how to explain it. And I'm going to sort of briefly mention Jesus. Sorry if that freaks you out. Here's what I've been thinking about since Easter. I'm all off track with my notes, but just bear with me. In the Easter Gospel, Jesus rises from the dead. He's in the cave where they, the tomb, whatever, where they buried him. And then John, Peter run in and find his burial cloths, basically. And Jesus' body isn't there. So that's the first hint of the resurrection. And what really struck me as I was reading that gospel is that Jesus rose from the dead, which is the most extraordinary thing that's ever happened. And then he made his bed. He folded his bed sheets, basically, his burial cloths, which is like the most ordinary thing that's ever happened. So you have both. You have the extraordinary and the ordinary side by side. In even the resurrection, comes back to life, unbelievable, makes his bed, totally believable. And then John notices it and puts it in the gospel. That's how sort of moved he is by it. Like, he finds the burial clothes like folded up nicely, which just is hilarious to me. Like, thinking about Mary, the mother of God, like teaching little Jesus to make his bed, and then Jesus has still listened to her, even as the Son of God who rose from the dead, he still is making his bed to make his mama happy. But I read that and I was so encouraged because that's how my life feels right now. I'm seeing extraordinary things in my kids. They are just the most amazing. Okay, kids aren't content. I love them. They're amazing. I'm seeing extraordinary things. But also just the most ordinary things, like losing things around the house and trying to get these kids to wake up on time for the bus. It's just the ordinary and the extraordinary are so side by side. They're so bound up in each other, and they're in the exact same moment. And I, right now, have the privilege of being a witness to this sort of unique, crazy thing that is being a foster parent. And I'm trying to see it up close. I'm trying to hold the ordinary and the extraordinary moments close to my heart. And I'm not writing right now. I haven't had time. Maybe when Diane comes later, Diane, who I love, I'm in love with her. When she comes later, you know, maybe I'll take a couple hours and write. But it's just when I get discouraged about how much I'm not writing, about how this draft that, you know, in the olden days would have taken me like a couple weekends to finish has just dragged on and on and on. I just think, well, I'm seeing life up close. I'm seeing something extraordinary up close. And I'm also just sort of drowning in the ordinariness of it all and also celebrating it. And my prayer is that when I get back to writing in a more focused way, that will all come up and make my writing richer. That's my prayer. That just this new dimension of life is like seeping into my soul, and that when I go back to writing, it'll be there waiting for me to tell more interesting, extraordinary, ordinary stories for all of you. So that's my writing podcast for today. I can't focus on that, but it does. I do feel like such a fake having a writing podcast when I haven't written in 3 weeks. I don't know. Okay. writing, reading, and watching. I read a book. I just read it on my Kindle app, and that was great. It really worked. I read Friday the Rabbi Slept Late by Harry Kemmelman. It was so good. It was a really good mystery. It's sort of a beachy read, but sort of a Sherlock Holmes. It's like Sherlock Holmes meets The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. It's set in this seaside Jewish community, and the rabbi solves a murder, and it's a real delight. And the rabbi, I don't know how this guy pulled it off and made it interesting, but there's like little paragraphs where the rabbi gives like a speech about the Talmud, which you wouldn't think would be interesting, but he always brings it back to like how he found a clue, or it's really artful. And if I had a bajillion dollars, I would buy the rights and make a mystery show on Netflix or AMC or something. That's this vibe. They did do a made-for-TV movie a couple years ago, you know, 10 or whatever years ago, but I think there's a new era, like Foyle's War. It's that kind of a vibe, but more upbeat. Or like Monk. It's like that quirky detective, this cute little rabbi. Ugh, it's amazing. So I really recommend that. Oh, I watched Riverdale. Interesting. Really good. Really good show. I loved it. It's a teenage, you know, kind of drama, another murder mystery. I loved it because I don't think it's exactly the type of thing that I would write. It's not my wheelhouse. So I just watched it for fun and I loved it. And writing, as we know, my confession, I haven't written anything, but oh well, whatever. That's life. That's life with three foster kids. And that's my show. This episode is edited by Aaron Radersdorf, who also does all of the graphics for the show. You can follow along with me at Hello Kathleen J and at Writing My Writing Down. You can answer the weekly writing prompts in my stories. Those are really fun, and I love hearing what you guys are working on. Check out the eventual transcripts on HelloKathleenJones.com. And thank you so much for sticking with me. I gotta tell you, your DMs really, really keep me going. It's really nice to hear from you. Like, I'm still listening. I'm still out here. So, amen. All you people keeping me in hope and support and just eyes on the prize. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All right, Alexa Marino, sing us home.
Wake up and get out of bed. I've got to tell these stories in my head. All these words are works of art. It's always hardest right before you start. So I'm writing my writing down. Writing.